October 10, Christ's appearance at his second coming. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:20-21. Christ had ascended to heaven in the form of humanity. The disciples had beheld the cloud receive him. The same Jesus who had walked and talked and prayed with them, who had broken bread with them, who had been with them in their boats on the lake, and who had that very day toiled with them up the ascent of Olivet, the same Jesus had now gone to share his Father's throne. And the angels had assured them that the very one whom they had seen go up into heaven would come again even as he had ascended. The glory of Christ's humanity did not appear when he was upon the earth. That same humanity now appears as he descends from heaven, robed in glory, triumphant, exalted. Christ will come in his own glory, in the glory of his Father, and in the glory of the holy angels. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of angels, the beautiful, triumphant sons of God, possessing surpassing loveliness and glory, will escort him on his way. In the place of a crown of thorns, he will wear a crown of glory, a crown within a crown. In the place of that old purple robe, he will be clothed in a garment of whitest white, so as no fuller on earth can white. Mark 9:3. And on his vesture and on his thigh a name will be written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16. All heaven will be emptied of the angels, while the waiting saints will be looking for him and gazing into heaven, as were the men of Galilee when he ascended from the Mount of Olivet. Then only those who are holy, those who have followed fully the meek pattern, will with rapturous joy exclaim as they behold him, "Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us." And they will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, that trump which wakes the sleeping saints and calls them forth from their dusty beds, clothed with glorious immortality and shouting, "Victory, victory over death and the grave."